This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled Genome Research is Demolishing the First Cell That Formed by Chance Claim. The theory of evolution maintains, on the basis of no scientific foundation whatsoever, that at a time when there was still no life on Earth, inanimate substances came together to give rise to the first living organism. According to this evolutionist claim, the first living organism must have had a sufficiently simple structure to have been able to form by chance. The fact is, however, that Darwinists are unable to account for how even a single protein emerged. The fact that a single protein cannot form spontaneously is one that in any case totally demolishes the theory of evolution. But even if we assume for a moment that this impossibility did actually come about, we still see that the primitive cell claimed by Darwinists eliminates with absolute certain proofs the possibility of life coming into being spontaneously. Data provided by science in the 21st century shows that even the life form with the very simplest structure is in fact highly complex, and that it is practically impossible for it to emerge spontaneously and by chance. Genome research supplies this information. Based on the idea that living things with the smallest genome, for example extremophiles and eubacteria, have the least complexity, scientists have calculated the probabilities of these organisms appearing by chance and spontaneously. Another point needing clarification here is this. Scientists also regard these organisms as the oldest life forms on Earth. Genome research revealed that the lowest number of proteins required for life was between 250 and 450. In other words, the minimum number of different proteins that would have to combine together at the same time in order to give rise to the structural features of the cell and perform its basic functions is between 250 and 450. It also needs to be made clear that this minimum number of 250 to 450 proteins is the number of proteins obtained from microbes living parasitically. The minimum number of proteins needed in order for an organism to live independently of another is around 1,500. In other words, Darwinists have to account for the separate existence of 1,500 different proteins needed to give rise to a single functioning cell. But to reiterate, Darwinists are unable to account for the emergence of even a single protein. It is totally impossible for between 250 and 1,500 different proteins required for an organism to be considered as living to form spontaneously and at the same time. Probability calculations on the subject, comparing the minimum protein number to the probability of them emerging simultaneously, are as follows. A minimum protein number of 250 has a probability of emerging simultaneously of 10 to the power of 18,750. A minimum protein number of 350 has a probability of emerging simultaneously of 10 to the power of 26,250. A minimum protein number of 500 has a probability of 10 to the power of 37,500. And a minimum protein number of 1,500 has a probability of 10 to the power of 112,500, and a minimum protein number of 1,900 has a probability of 10 to the power of 142,500. As these calculations show, the probability of a living organism with the least protein forming by chance is 1 in 10 to the power of 18,750. In order to grasp the vast size of this number, it will be useful to remember that the total number of atoms in the universe is 10 to the power of 78. In other words, there is no chance at all. Despite all these calculations and scientific data, evolutionists still insist on believing in the impossible. The sole reason for that insistence is their determination to deny the existence of Almighty Allah, who created all things out of nothing. Morwitz probability calculation. The probability calculations previously discussed are in agreement with a calculation by the biophysicist Harold Morwitz. He assumed he had broken all the chemical bonds in the E. coli bacterium and released all the atoms comprising it, and then calculated the probability of these atoms spontaneously recombining to give rise to the E. coli once again. In this theoretical experiment, all the atoms required are present in all the appropriate quantities, and it is assumed that no other atom can become involved from the outside. Nonetheless, he calculated that the chances of all the atoms coming together spontaneously in a specific order, despite their being in the appropriate numbers and in the appropriate environment, in such a way as to produce an E. coli bacterium, was 1 in 10 to the power of 100 billion. This goes far beyond being merely impossible. Such a number reveals the impossibility of even the least complex organism in the universe forming by chance, even if all the conditions and materials are brought together. A sufficient number of proteins coming together is not sufficient for life to emerge. Let us imagine we have all the proteins necessary for life ready to hand. The existence of these proteins, which cannot come about in this way, is not enough for even a single cell to form. Microbiologists and biochemists explicitly say that the organization of these proteins within the cell is also highly important, otherwise the proteins will serve no purpose. Moreover, as Darwinist scientists know full well, the cell possesses organelles that manufacture proteins and a glorious DNA data bank far more complex than proteins. A living cell is made possible by all these structures possessing the same function and organization at the same time and acting with the same consciousness. This is a fact that demolishes Darwinism. The fact that bacteria possess an extraordinary internal organization was unknown until the 1990s. The fact is, however, that the complex cells, for example, eukaryotic, comprising single-cell protozoans, are known to be made up of a nucleus, organelles, membrane systems, a cytoskeleton, several internal sections, and other contents organizing the content of the cell on the molecular level. All these systems are extraordinarily complex. One cannot function independently of the others. Conclusion. As the information provided here shows, microbiology, biochemistry, and genome research, all the main scientific advances in the second half of the 20th century and the 21st century, in short, have eradicated all the claims of the theory of evolution. These scientific conclusions have revealed that Darwinism is totally unscientific and consists of claims that are far removed from science. Science has refuted evolutionist claims regarding a very simple first living organism. Aside from the minimum number of proteins and minimum complexity needed for it to be alive, an organism is too complex to be explained by evolutionist claims of chance and possesses a perfect organization. In addition to all this complexity, the existence of a single cell brings the theory of evolution to a complete halt. It is an evident fact that life came into being from nothing with the infinite intelligence, knowledge, and might of Allah. This fact, obvious to reason and good conscience, is also corroborated by countless scientific data today. The following is revealed in the Quran about our Lord's matchless creation. Allah is the originator of the heavens and earth. When He decides on something, He just says to it be, and it is. Surat Al-Baqarah 117. This concludes the reading of the article, Genome Research is Demolishing the First Cell That Formed by Chance Claim. This article and more are available on Harun Yahya's website, www.harunyahya.com.